At 6:06, it is partly cloudy, 77 degrees in Tulsa, thunderstorms just to the north of us. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The University of Tulsa and OU's School of Community Medicine will get a $30 million grant later today. The announcement will be made official this morning. The grant comes from the Oxley Foundation. The new school hopes to enroll its first students by 2015. Meanwhile, on average, 38 Oklahomans die each month because of a lack of adequate health care. That figure is in a new report from Families USA. The think tank's CEO, Ron Pollack, says the reasons are varied.
What they often do is they defer care because they may not feel that they can afford the care that they need. And as a result, they don't go to a doctor right away, figuring maybe the pain will go away.
He's worried the problem will get worse if the Supreme Court strikes down the health care reform legislation. The Tulsa Port of Catoosa gets a federal grant to help upgrade the main dock. Port Director Bob Portis says the $6.4 million grant will cover about half of the cost of improvements.
We need to make some very needed improvements to our dock, which our main dock for handling of iron and steel machinery.
The rehab of the main dock will allow more than 1 million tons of iron and steel cargo a year to be handled at Tulsa's ports. The Tulsa City Council votes tonight on a new city budget. The spending plan tops out at just over $703 million. Mayor Bartlett says part of the plan includes an infusion of cash to help clean up the city.
We've put several hundred thousand dollars in our proposed budget for graffiti removal, to remove old abandoned structures, houses, etc., that are just a cancer on a neighborhood.
The new budget must be in place by the end of the month. The council has been reviewing the budget plan. Well, speaking of the city council, councilors are conducting a series of face-to-face meetings with area tribal leaders. Council Chair G.T. Bynum says the city needs to do a better job of communicating with major tribes that have an impact on Tulsa.
It really is a sincere effort to learn how we can work together better, open up those lines of communication, and discuss ways we can be more proactive in working with one another.
They've already met with the Cherokee chief, and a meeting with the Creek chief is set for next week. The first-degree murder trial of Rico Bethel is on hold. He is charged with killing Tulsa businessman Neil Sweeney. Bethel's attorney became ill and had to be hospitalized. The judge will reschedule the trial. Late August would be the earliest open date. A delinquent tax auction brings in more than $2 million.
The sale of Tulsa County properties takes 2.5 days and results in $2.2 million being collected. County Treasurer Dennis Simler says 30 days out from last week's sale, there were more than 1,000 properties on the delinquent list, but many landowners paid up and most of the rest sold in the auction.
So the county ended up with 151 out of the 1,058 that we were trying to collect on. So we feel like that was a pretty good success.
Simler says the money collected in the sale will be used to pay back taxes owed on the properties. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
In sports this morning, if the Oklahoma City Thunder stays in the championship race, it will be decided tonight. It's a must-win game for the Thunder against the Miami Heat. Our weather forecast, a 40% chance of thunderstorms, a high today of 87, partly clear, mild tonight, 68 for a low. Right now, National Weather Service radar is showing thunderstorms pretty much paralleling I-44 from Joplin down to Stroud. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's partly cloudy and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.